Croeso I Just a Talking. Welcome to Just a Ticket, the bi-weekly Transport for Wales podcast. Today we're going to talk about the Real Social Network, Wales's first ever multimodal marketing campaign. Joining me on today's podcast,
Matthew Brees, I'm brand manager for TFW.
And
I'm Neil James, and I'm head of brand at Transport for Wales.
Matt, could you just give an introduction first about what you do at TFW?
So I work within the brand team at TFW, which sits within the wider kind of communications department. And we are predominantly working day to day on our long-term brand building campaigns and also making sure that our brand and our visual identity is represented consistently and properly across our network, across stations and in lots of other places as well.
And yourself, Neil?
My job at Transport for Wales is to build the brand of a young organisation, to engage with the people of Wales, to encourage them to travel more sustainably.
And a really important part of that is obviously the Real Social Network, which we launched at the end of March this year. Do you just want to start us off and tell us what the Real Social Network is?
The Real Social Network is our first brand building campaign. As you know, brands take a long time to build, so it's a long-term campaign for us. And what we want to do with that campaign is to encourage people to think about public transport, to think about travelling by train, by bus, and also to think about active travel, so travelling on foot or by bicycle. And we need to do that because obviously we have a climate change emergency happening both in Wales and across the globe, and we all need to think differently about how we travel. We need to travel more sustainably, and we need to make sure that we build sustainable travel into our everyday lives.
So the campaign is about to get people using more sustainable ways of traveling. Matt, what's the concept around it?
So when we started to think about the campaign that eventually became the Real Social Network, it was kind of initially born out of a need to think about how we did things and how we recovered after COVID and after kind of various restrictions and various lockdowns. So it was very much born out of that. And then as we got into the campaign and we were developing the campaign, we realized that it needed to do a few other different bits for us as well. As kind of Neil mentioned, sustainability and climate is really important. So we needed a concept that would work in an immediate kind of post-COVID world, but that would also allow us to build the brand and to continue and sustain the campaign over kind of a longer period of time. So we were really mindful of that when we were developing the creative. We needed something that worked on kind of lots of different levels. There were a lot of things that we looked at when we were kind of considering the creative and the proposition, I suppose. And we did a lot of testing around it to make sure that it appealed and that it would do what we needed it to do. And we thought that instinctively, we thought that the Real Social Network was really strong, didn't we? It's strong because it plays into, or it leans into, I think, this feeling that's quite prevalent at the moment, and particularly after kind of extended periods of lockdown and isolation where we all relied really heavily on kind of our digital worlds and our digital lives to stay connected. And there was a sense perhaps that there was a little bit of fatigue around that, some digital fatigue. So we kind of wanted to emphasize and make the point that Transport for Wales and public transport more generally as a sector is an enabler of kind of meaningful connection in real life, I suppose, and how we can help people do the things or get back to doing the things that are important to them. So that's the concept, I suppose.
We knew that throughout the lockdowns, people were longing to get their lives back to normal.
Yeah.
We knew that we were all living our lives digitally, if you like. So, you know, when we were at work, we were looking at screens and engaging with our colleagues in meetings in that way. When we were in the evenings, we were doing basically the same thing over social media and so on, because that was what the lockdown did for us. And we knew that thought would strike a chord with people, as we were coming out of lockdowns and all of the COVID restrictions. And so we really liked that concept. And what we also wanted to do was, because we knew that people were thinking differently through the lockdown and looking at different aspects of their life. We wanted to sort of hook into that as well and get them thinking about how they could make changes, perhaps small changes, in the way they live their lives and the way they travel to do things. And actually, as we know, lots of small changes can add up to big changes if we all
decide to move to them.
Move to those changes, make those changes.
So it's saying in a nutshell that whereas people would connect electronically through social media, computers, phones, the real social network now is a transport network that allows people to move around and make real life connections with each other.
I suppose the other thing to add in terms of this being a campaign that can do kind of a dual role for us both in the short term and the long term is that, you know, when we were developing the creative and the messaging, and, you know, we all experienced that kind of working from home and that lack of connection with colleagues, with friends and family. And so, you know, the initial burst of the campaign or the launch burst of the campaign, the copy or the messaging even it leans more into that. So it's, you know, Teams meetings, you know, in person as opposed, and it kind of plays on that. Yeah. Whereas what we wanted to do as well was kind of, you know, 12 months down the line, that probably would wane a little bit or be less relevant for people as people start to get back to normality and, you know, get on with doing things that they were doing before. So, no, that's why we wanted to have things like strolling, not scrolling, for example, and that kind of then leans perhaps more into the feeling more broadly that people have, that they want to have less dependency or less reliance on kind of social media or the digital world and get back to doing things. It's not a bash, is it? On social media at all. It's, you know, social media adds a lot of value for us. And I think, you know, social media is an important part of the campaign for us in terms of how we get the message out there. But I think it's just recognizing a little bit that actually it's good to just take a moment out and to think, actually, what can I do? Do I want to visit friends? Do I want to do that in real life? Do that in person as opposed to doing it over FaceTime or over Zoom or something like that?
We knew that through the lockdown, people were just itching to get back to normal life.
Yeah.
We knew that the pandemic had had a big impact on their lives. And when we tested campaign concepts, that was what was coming through loud and clear from the testing that we did. So as Matthew says, you know, we weren't criticising and aren't criticising social media. It has its place in our lives.
Yeah.
What we wanted to do was create something that would actually make people think, that would make them think about how they could make large and small changes in their lives, to the way they travel, to help us to address issues like climate change.
That's a good explanation of the concept. I think it's a really interesting sort of concept, and I think it's worked. To move it on a little bit now, let's talk about why this campaign is really important to EFW and the fact that it's Wales's first multimodal campaign and it links, you know, the different parts of public transport.
You're absolutely right, James. This is Wales's first multimodal campaign. And the reason why it's so important is really all about climate change, sustainability, and the need for us all to change our behaviour, to travel differently, to create less carbon, fewer carbon emissions, and so on and so forth. And that really is the big ambition for the campaign, is to get people thinking and talking and considering the impact that the way they travel has on their lives, other people's lives, their children's lives, as well as the community more widely.
And what about the way it was filmed and how what different actors were used in the film to represent the values of TFW and to represent the different groups that TFW works with and to represent?
We knew if this campaign were to be a success, people would need to relate to it. And we knew that to do that, we would need to have scenes in the television ad, for instance, that people could relate to, places they might have been to, people who looked like them. So it was really important for us to choose a representative cast of people, if you like, who people could relate to, and they could see them doing the things that they might do in their everyday life. So, for instance, one of the scenes in the television ad is with the Barrytown Pan Disability Football Team. Now, those guys are amazing because they use public transport to get to, and that's buses and trains, to get to and from training that I think is the only way that they can get to to inform training, and it just demonstrates how people can use public transport in their lives to do the things that they want to do, to meet the people they want to meet, see the friends they want to see, get to the training, football training that really matters. And so it was just so important that we had something in our campaign that is really relatable. What Transport for Wales is all about is serving the communities of Wales, is providing the services that people can come to know and to trust and to rely on. That's our ultimate goal, if you like. We know that we still have work to do to put a network in place that can help everybody. But equally, we can't wait until that network is totally in place before we start thinking about these things. So, yes, we can build infrastructure. Yes, we can introduce the new trains that we're introducing. We can improve the bus network and all of those good things. We can make the timetables better, so the connections are better. But that will take us time. What we need to do alongside that is to get us all thinking about how can we travel differently? What opportunities, for instance, this new transport network that we're building in Wales could offer us? Could we get a better job in a different place? Because we can get to that job, to and from that job, more quickly. So it's all about starting that conversation with a nation, all about travelling differently, thinking about travelling sustainably and so on.
And I think a key thing with that is, and I've said this for the last 4 years, we've got a lot of investment going into public transport and it's going to change the way we travel. But one of the key things is changing the culture of how people think of travelling Wales. Now, if you think about London, people use public transport a lot more because it's culturally the thing to do.
Yeah.
But in Wales, in the valleys, it's not. So I think this campaign does challenge how people think about transport as well.
Public transport in London is embedded in culture. You know, how long have they had the tube in London? How long have they had the buses in London? It's part of culture.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't necessarily part of culture in Wales, and we need to make it part of culture. I know we have some challenges around topography and things like that, and you know, in London they have a really well developed network that's grown over a number of many years, in fact. But we need to start getting that cultural
change
cultural change happening here, and the only way we're going to do that is to start this conversation with the people of Wales, to say to us all, can you make a small change, can you make a larger change, can you make a small change every day, or is it just a week, just once a week that you could do it? And then as our network improves, as we introduce more services, the new trains, you know, the new trains will improve people's trust in us to deliver services, because, you know, they all look efficient, the timetables will be improved and so on and so forth. So people will already then be much more ready to embrace
that change, yeah.
What's happening in with our transport.
And Matt, when the campaign was filmed, the Changes Faces got in touch with us about people with visual differences, and that was a really important part of the campaign as well, to show different representation, different groups.
Yeah, I mean, Neil kind of mentioned earlier that, you know, diversity and inclusion in terms of casting was really important to us, and we should probably add that, you know, that commitment extends beyond kind of campaigns work and advertising. It is, you know, culturally within the organisation, it is something that's very important to us. But we were mindful that we wanted to show kind of a true breadth of kind of the people of Wales and the people that use our services. You know, what we didn't want to have and what we wouldn't have allowed to happen is to have kind of, you know, a catalogue cast of models that, you know, that weren't representative of the different types of people that use our services. And, you know, beyond casting, we spent a considerable amount of time looking at locations, making sure that the houses that we used to shoot some scenes in were houses that were representative and houses that you might see if you, you know, took a short trip up the road, for example, and that they... But it's something that we're mindful of all the time when we're developing any kind of
any kind of campaign creative or any creative generally, really. It's kind of central to the way that we kind of approach the development of that kind of work.
People come in all shapes and sizes. We're not all the same. And what we knew we needed to do with this campaign, if we were to start this conversation with the people of Wales, was to make sure the campaign
showed that,
make sure the places we filmed the campaign looked like places they would travel to, looked like places they would live. So, for instance, the scenes with the grandmother and the granddaughter were filmed in a terraced house in Grangetown, and so on. The films with the Barry Town Pan Disability team were filmed locally. We knew that we wanted to get that feel for this campaign. It wouldn't be right for this campaign not to have that feel, not for people not to be able to look at it and think, oh, that could be my mother, my brother, my father, and so on.
It needed to be familiar. And, you know, at one point early in kind of the development process, we were looking at options around kind of street casting. So instead of going to kind of casting agencies to get models that kind of work in this field, we were looking at ways in which we could maybe go on to different streets and try and find people that we thought might meet a specific brief or that might work in a particular scene. It's very important, isn't it?
So the campaign has been running now since the end of March. What's next for it? Have we got a second phase? How long is it going to be running in total?
The campaign's been running since the end of March, and I have to say the response to it has been overwhelmingly positive. And I've been really impressed by that, because I know Transport for Wales as an organisation, you know, in terms of the services that we run, we have challenges with those services. But people have really understood, I believe, what we're trying to achieve and the conversation that we're trying to strike up with them. And they've been able to put aside, you know, the thoughts of every day and look to the future, look to the opportunities that the network that we're building, the integrated network that we're building, will present them in future.
And that's what does the campaign not do. It gives a glimpse of what our vision is for the future, as opposed to where we are now. This is where we want to get to, and that gives people a flavour of that.
Yeah, it focuses. It was important for us when we were developing it, and the insight kind of led us to this place was that, you know, it is a multimodal campaign, but at its heart, this campaign is about people, and that's why the brand creative, the TV ad, predominantly features people, and we coined the phrase incidental inclusion of kind of different modes of public transport. You might see a train in the background or you might see a flexi bus in the background, but they're not front and centre. What's front and centre is the people, and the story is, and what we're trying to get across is that public transport enables people to do lots of different things that are important to them, whether that's access opportunities, different opportunities for work or to visit their friends and visit their families.
Just having a flexi bus, for instance, won't make people use it, won't make people think about what that excellent service can offer them. I was out shopping at Christmas time, for instance, and I was taking something back to John Lewis, and the gentleman that served me asked me what I did, and I said I work at Transport for Wales, and he said, I really love your flexi service because it means I can get to work more easily, and of course, because of the hours that I work, it's there for me when I need it. And that for me was, you know, only a very small conversation, but actually it really proved to me the reason why we need this campaign, as well as the reason why we need the flexi service. We put on the services, but unless people know that they're there, are thinking about traveling differently, they're not going to use them.
Yeah.
Or there's less of a chance that they'll use them.
Yeah. And this is, you know, this is changing the travel habits of a nation isn't going to happen overnight. And that's why kind of when we set out on its journey with this campaign, we said initially a minimum of 18 months, you know, but realistically, I think we're probably going to need a lot longer to affect the kind of behaviour change that we're looking to have. And so, you know, the launch that happened recently, that's been successful, and we're already kind of looking at what we'll do for kind of future bursts and future phases of the campaign, taking kind of learnings that we have from launch to kind of constantly make tweaks to the messaging to make sure, you know, some of the messaging that's maybe more leans more towards kind of COVID references, maybe they're not as relevant now. So we're always kind of looking to see what we can change, but it's definitely kind of a long-term campaign.
You will not change the behavior of a nation overnight. Yeah. You won't necessarily even do that in a year, 2 years. It will take time. And what this is really the first campaign, I hope, of many campaigns that we will do. Each of them will build incrementally on each other. They'll all encourage people to think and do things in a different way. They'll build trust in Transport for Wales as a brand. They'll build trust and belief in us, importantly. We need people to believe that if they do use public transport, that we're actually going to get them where they need to go to and get them to come back. And the types of journeys we need people to be thinking about are complete journeys. It's not sort of a hop in the car to the train station, get on the train and so on. It's about I'll walk or cycle to the train station or to the bus station. I'll get on the bus or the train and so on. So what we really want is people to be thinking much more about journey planning, much more about complete journeys by public transport.
Yes.
And I think then we will be really getting
to a place you want to be.
Because we're known primarily for operating rail services. I guess if you went up to somebody on the street and you said Transport for Wales, the first thing that would come to mind is trains, I suppose. Yeah. And so the approach that we've taken with this multimodal campaign, where we have elements of the campaign around kind of bus services and the bus network, and walking and cycling is a part of the campaign as well. What we're trying to do is to get people to think about public transport and TFW as more than as the rail service. You know, we want to become known as kind of almost like a travel companion, I suppose. We are, this is where you come if you're planning a journey, if you're thinking about you need to get from A to B. We are your first choice. We're front of mind, and people come to us and we help them get to where they need to be, regardless of whether that's just on a train or whether that's on a bus or whether it involves walking and involves another mode of transport.
And right now it's all about starting to make people think about it, making them a little bit more interested in things, making them see the opportunities that could open up for them by living their lives in a different way. We've recently been running a campaign called Metro Our Opportunity, which is all about selling the benefits that Metro will bring. We all know that Metro, when we implement it throughout Wales, will be hugely transformative, because it will help us to do more urban journeys and shorter journeys and so on, and you know, more frequent journeys, and reliability will improve as well. At Transport for Wales, we do a lot of work around sharing with people, with communities, what we're actually doing to build, say, the South Wales Metro. But what we wanted to do was, with that campaign, was show people the opportunities
that will come when the metro's up and running.
That will come when the metro's up and running. And in that case, what we did with that campaign was anchor it in the Wellbeing of Future Generations Act. And you know, we talked about how it might impact employment prospects, what impacts it would have on business. Mm. You know, we had a father and a son in that campaign, and we talked about how the dad could do things that would impact his son's future. So it's all about conversations, it's about opportunity, it's about creating belief and building trust, in my view. It's a really hard job that we have to do, because people don't trust you just because you ask them to. You have to live up to that.
You have to earn it.
Yeah. And the real social network, Metro Our Opportunity, are all campaigns that are aimed at encouraging people to think differently, to trust us, to believe in what we're doing. You know, the work that we're doing is so transformative. We need people to be, the people of Wales, to be brought into it. We need them to believe that we are doing that work to make their lives better. to enable them to live better lives, to enable grandparents to know that their grandchildren can get better jobs, not be restricted in the opportunities that they might be able to take up because they can't travel to the, you know, and things like that.
That was important, particularly with Metro Opportunity when it was being developed. Sometimes, you know, the focus or the attention can be on, you know, it's X amount of extra trains per hour or the journey times are shorter or the fares might be cheaper, for example. But, you know, and that's important and people need to know kind of the what around that, I suppose. But what we wanted to do was kind of tell a story and make people think about perhaps what opportunities
come out of having them,
come out of having those things. So, and that's, I think that was, this worked quite well and we continue to kind of evolve that, don't we, that campaign?
Yeah, that campaign has performed really well. In terms of where Transport for Wales' brand is going, very much more we need to get people to understand why we're doing things. We're not doing it just to achieve a government policy. Government policies are all about improving people's lives. So we are doing it for them to improve their lives, to create more opportunities for them, to enable them to get better jobs, to enable businesses to function better, to enable a business, for instance, to be able to recruit the staff it needs. We all know the current issues that people are businesses are having with recruitment. Well, with a better transport network, I believe that that might free up more people to think about.
It's the why, you know. I think there's lots of things we do in Transport for Wales, which are our what.
Yeah.
We're building the metro, we've got the flexi service, all the different things we do. But the reason why we're doing them, which is what I think the campaign really shows, is because bottom line, we're here to improve people's lives in Wales. If you were to come, and we do that by all the work we do in public transport. Yeah. So
you're absolutely spot on there, James. It is why we are doing it.
And I think the campaign shows that and allows people to think in a different space beyond the what of what we're doing, but why we're doing it.
And we all know once we start thinking differently, doing things differently, we don't stop there. We continue to think differently and do differently because we just get into that way of thinking. It, you know, with a better transport system, it will open up more opportunities. So where, as if you live in a community that isn't well connected right now, when it is better connected, well, there's a wealth of things that that opens up to you. And, you know, in Wales, we have our urban places, we have our the valleys, we have the country, you know, we have a breadth of different places that we need to connect. That's why we need an integrated
transport network.
But then we need people to use it. I was talking to a colleague yesterday about the Snowden Sherpa, and it's been really interesting to see how that has really struck a note with people since that was introduced. And I think that is really performing, from what I can see, the initial indications are that it's performing really well.
Yeah, and that might be a future podcast for us to have people on from North Wales to discuss that. But thanks both for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, it's really good to talk about the Real Social Network, but also to talk about how it links to what we do in the TFW and what we're trying to achieve. So thanks, and we'll have you on again to discuss some more campaigns in the future.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
And if I could just leave everyone listening with one message, if you can think about doing one thing differently in the way you travel, it'll help us to try to correct the climate change issue that we have right now and protect all of our futures, if you like.
Great message to end on. Thanks both.
Thank you, James.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening today. If you have any questions about any of the topics we've discussed, please contact us on social media using the hashtag TFWPod.